Here we go. It's Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. Welcome to Spisano and Sandy. Oh, yes, Friday, June 6th. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, back at it and ready to party. Kick off the weekend here. What's up, girl?
Don't ever say that again. Back at it, ready to party.
Well, that's my tongue-in-cheek DJ thing, you know.
I know.
Good buddy every morning.
Leave
how you
that,
doing?
Good leave buddy. That in the 80s.
Good buddy every morning. I'm a little flustered this morning. We had such a great time. We got to talk about this out over at Innovative Field with no ball game. Figure that one out. Yeah, figure that one out. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little behind too, and...
Isn't that what we strive for? To all have a little behind?
Are we? No, I hate that.
To have a little behind.
Oh, to have a little behind?
Yeah, a little behind.
No, actually, I could use a little bit more behind.
Oh,
in my life.
It's 63 degrees. We're going to need quite a few clouds this morning. Today's going to be the day we get the occasional showers through early afternoon, about 73 degrees.
Now, oh, my gosh.
No, well, see, tomorrow is looking the same, but now it's changed.
It keeps changing. What is it supposed to be tomorrow?
Well, now we got early morning clouds, then mostly sunny for the rest of the day. It's going to be fantastic. 76 degrees.
Good. I can finally get some stuff done around the house.
Exactly. Or just drop everything and go to all the festivals that we're having around town, right?
Good point. Good point. Forget it.
Yeah.
At this point, I almost thought, okay, you know, we're so behind on yard work and all that good stuff. Like, we look like the neighbors want to kill us. We still have the dumpster in our driveway. Like, the neighbors want to kill us. Yeah.
Do you have to pay for that, like, daily?
So, typically, yes. But because our contractor, and he's a friend, he goes, I do so much business with these people that's not the case here. So
with the dumpster people.
Yeah, with the dumpster people. Because he rents from them all the time, gives them so much money in revenue as far as the work that he does with them.
He's got the deal.
Yes. So he goes, keep it as long as you want because I know you have to finish up other things. Mm-hmm. Use it as much as you want. It's not a weight thing. It's just
Cool, yeah.
So, of course, neighbors are coming over and they're like, hey, so how long's the dumpster? Like, it's weird. At first, I think they're going to yell at me that the dumpster's in my driveway.
They're like, ooh.
Yes, then they want... I've had people come and just dump their stuff in there.
Not even ask.
Like, well, no, they ask.
I had that happen to me, too. I think that's common. Because when I had the dumpster in the driveway for the flood.
Is it bold?
No. It's sure. I'm like, it doesn't cost me anything else for you to fill it up, so go for it.
Is it true that some you have to do it by weight?
Mm.
This is my first dumpster ever in my driveway, so I have
just
no idea.
Remember... It was like, you get it for this amount of time, and this is what it costs, and it costs more the longer you have it. That's what I remember.
Oh, okay. So it's
It
per
might
day.
Be different with
okay.
different rubbish places, you know. Might be different.
Yeah, that's true. But it was funny. So, could I use your dumpster? I'm like, first, when the neighbor comes over who doesn't typically come over, you're like, oh, God, what?
Hey, what?
What do you want? What's happening? Then you think, oh, you're asking about my dumpster. You're going to yell at me. Then you're like, oh, you want something from me.
Yeah, you got okay. to put your stuff in my dumpster.
I'll go inside and add that to the spreadsheet.
I think that
spreadsheet.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Keep score, baby. Keep score.
I'm just kidding.
There's a, let me see. I don't remember. Never mind. Carry on.
Uh-oh, it's going to be one of those days. You and I both can't have one of those days. It's going to be a disaster.
I'm still not sleeping. It's like, I woke up. I didn't get to bed till because my dog is trying to kill me. My wife had an overnight in Buffalo. She's had a late dinner and then an early meeting, so she stayed. So, you know, I got home from our little thing we did last night and walked the dog because the dog was in her little crate and then didn't do anything. And I'm like, oh, okay, but before I go to bed, I'm going to have to go out and walk her again. So I had to make sure that my daughter was asleep. And by this time, it's like 9:15, and I'm cleaning up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to let the dog out. Then I go, let the dog out. And all she did is sniff and look and point at things. Oh, look. You know she's doing?
You got to look that up. You got to look that up.
What, my dog is more ADD than me.com?
Well,
last night, it stopped. She stopped. And I see her head going like this. She was trying to catch a moth with her mouth.
She's so you. She's you. You know how they say, like, your dog is like
is
you.
Is your personality?
Yes.
On crack. Like,
see, you want her to focus. Oh, this is such a great moment right now.
Yeah.
You want her to focus on just go to the bathroom, please.
Yes.
I got to get things done because we need to go to bathroom. That's how I am with you every day.
Yes.
Please, just focus because I got a million other things.
I'm getting there.
Reason I don't have anyone to talk to, and you're the only person I had the most conversation with every day.
I know. I love you.
And you're like, today, I'm busy. Hold on.
But today I gave you time. I didn't have time for story time. But your stories are good, and I do want to hear them. But
I don't have time for that. I know. It's a story of my life. So
just
I'll
give me
finish.
10 minutes after we stop talking and play songs and stuff. Give me just 10 minutes to catch up, and then we can go back into story time.
I just want to say that what happened after that. So I get upstairs, and finally, right, Ellie fell asleep on the couch. I'm bringing her upstairs, which is terrible because I have two cracked ribs. And I get up, I get her upstairs into the bedroom.
Ouch.
And isn't the bed completely stripped? And there's two laundry baskets on the bed. And I'm like, I don't want to make the bed. So I just grabbed a comforter and plopped her down. And we just slept on the mattress. On the mattress pad.
Honey, this is what it's like in a fraternity.
Exactly. This is college days.
This is college life.
Hey, happy birthday. If it's your birthday. 98.9 The Buzz. Zano and Sandy. All right. A little bit after 6 o'clock. And here we go. Started on your Friday morning.
We have a very special friend that we want to wish a happy, happy, happy birthday to.
Yeah.
And if you could, if you have a quick second right now and help us, 818-2899, come on the air with us and wish our friend Damon from the Ark of Monroe a big happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Damon. Unbelievable.
Damon performed last night at Dancing with the Ark, which Scotty and I have been hosting
3 years
ever since it first ever since it first started, and he did so good. He was one of the rehearsals we busted in on and kind of watched. And this is where people of the Ark of Monroe are paired up with a local celebrity, and then they perform at Innovative Field, which was last night.
Yes,
and then they get trophies, and they—I mean, it was
Mirrorball trophies are legit too. By the way, they were legit.
And it's Damon's birthday today. So, if anybody knows Damon, if you want to come on the air and just give a shout out, hey Damon, I'm gonna share the podcast with him so he can hear it.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. By the way, you started singing Happy Birthday last night.
I know.
Way too slow.
She's
like, Happy birthday. I hate that. Why do you do it so slow?
I don't know.
People at birthday parties, I'm always like, okay, one, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
You were good. It was good that you sped it up. But I was, because I kind of do it, well, first, the birthday song is like slow, but it kind of looks, happy birthday. That's the pace.
And you're like, happy birthday.
Okay. But then I do it to friends, like Marilyn Monroe did it. So she did it very sultry and slow.
Yeah,
so now I just always do it sultry and slow,
not even
realizing I'm slowing it down.
I see.
Oh my God, it was so funny. I totally noticed that. I'm like, happy birthday. Happy birthday. He's already on line three, and I'm just.
There is nothing longer. It's like the longest 30 seconds of your life. It feels like it's like 9 minutes long when you sing happy birthday.
Who said it to me that it's almost like taps? It's like a death song because it is. It's like almost in monotone and slow.
I know. Happy birthday, Damon. Happy birthday, buddy. All right. Anyway, it's going to be quite a few clouds today. Occasional little showers sprinkling on us a little bit, about 75, 73 degrees today. Tomorrow will be the nice day. Sunday might be a little iffy, but if you got to do anything tomorrow, and once the morning clouds clear out, it's going to be awesome. My gosh, just less than a month away from the 4th of July and 98.9 of Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. Can you believe that? Yeah.
Is anyone already starting to hear fireworks in their neighborhood?
Oh, God,
because that seems to be like the complaint every year. You hear those people saying, oh my God, it's not even close to the 4th of July and people are already setting them off.
I haven't heard any yet.
Yeah, but you know, I kind of feel like You typically don't ever hear it premature. I don't either, really.
Nah.
Just an occasional pop, pop, but nothing to really annoy the heck out of me.
That's just a shooting. That's different.
I am distancing myself from that statement. I am backing away from that.
See,
you
it would have had more effect if you just kept going. Because then people are like, huh?
No, I think it just, okay, fine. It's like that day back in the day, like way back in the day when you swore on the air and everyone just stopped talking and
yes,
bolted
exactly.
out of the room.
Yeah, I did say. Yeah.
Friendship is tight, except for...
Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Nurse Tandy on a Friday.
Yay.
Whoa, we're so blessed. How are you?
So good. How are you doing?
Great.
In my neighborhood, they start, like, as soon as the weather is above, like, 60 degrees, they start with the...
Oh,
with
really?
The
Shootings or fireworks? Which one?
Right? You never know. Target practice or fireworks?
That's fine. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
What?
But no, they do it Friday and Saturday night, and being a nurse, I work every other weekend, and they're doing it 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. Keeps me awake. My husband gets so mad.
I'll bet. Yeah, right?
But what do you... You can't even do anything. You can call the police. That's not going to stop it, though.
No,
right?
I'm
not
going
to stop it.
I never find it.
Do you want to make my neighbors mad? You know, like, it's not worth it.
Do you know who they are? So you know who they are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do know. What part of town are you?
We're in Ontario.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of space out there, too.
Not really where I live.
Oh,
the neighbors are pretty, yeah.
Oh,
the neighbors
tight?
Are pretty... not super tight, but tight enough.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
So they know you're a nurse and they know you work, yet they still do this. They totally disregard and disrespect.
Yeah, and I think it's because, like, it's down the road from me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like two or three houses down.
Oh, yeah.
But those two people, like, that are neighbors, and the two people across the street that are neighbors. So those four, like, all right there are all good friends, and they all, like, do the fireworks and, like, have beers and have a cookout.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like a party for them with the nice weather. So, you know, I don't ever say anything, but
it's like Redneck Coachella.
Exactly. It's super fun. But it does keep me awake every other weekend.
So how much should a neighbor change what they want to do in their life just to respect another neighbor? You know what I mean? Like it's a weekend for them. So, but I don't know. Is this crossing the line? Is it because it's at a certain hour?
No, I don't think it's crossing the line.
I mean, 10 o'clock, you should start to shut up, right? You know?
You shut,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a campsite. No talking after 10.
Right. I don't know. I guess to me, it doesn't seem like a big deal to me, only because it's Rochester. You only have so many nice days.
Really? So true.
Yeah.
You know? And that's part of, you know, there's kids there and stuff, so it's part of having fun. And
yeah, it's part
I
of
I don't know. What do I miss an hour more of sleep than I would have gotten? Like, what's that?
You're
you know?
Too nice, right. Nurse Tandy. You're way too nice. Way too
Why
nice.
Why would it bother you?
Well, I'm a pushover like you, too. But but some people would get really mad. They have every right to get mad. I mean, you got to go to work.
Yeah,
and you're a
battles.
Nurse. It's not like you don't work a profession like Scott and I, where if we have a bad day, we go on the air and we're like, hey, we're idiots today. You can't have an idiot day. You're a freaking nurse. We need you tip-top condition.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, just be confident in the knowledge that every time they're making explosion sounds, that that's just money going up in smoke. All right?
Yeah, those are
expensive. Think about it. I just like 6 seconds, so pow, 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 there goes $80.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So expensive.
Isn't it ironic that we celebrate our independence from England by launching Chinese-made fireworks while grilling German sausages and drinking Mexican beer?
Very good. Cheers to that.
Right, that's because we're all-inclusive. That's right.
Happy 4th of July.
That's exactly. America.
Bye. Love you.
Absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
Good weekend.
Love you guys.
Bye. Love you, too.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. God, I don't know. Some people will be so mad. Okay, here we go. Coming up on the show, most embarrassing place to get your car denied. Now.
That's all you need to say. Let's do it next. Can we?
Okay.
Okay,
very
just
good.
Stay right there. It's good enough.
The Buzz.
Hello, it's Fasano and Sandy on The Buzz. So it happened to you. It happened to me. I think it's happened to everybody.
It shouldn't happen to me. No offense. I pay my bills on time. Why was I denied? It was humiliating.
It's 99 a buzz.
Okay, so yes, we'll dangle the question out there. Most embarrassing place your card got denied. So I'm working on this sunroom project, three-season room project. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
you had an original kind of covered, like, four poles and a roof, right?
Yeah.
Off your deck or off your back of your house.
Yes,
and
right.
And you're just making it enclosed.
Right, so I had the contractors frame it, and now my dad thinks that I'm capable of finishing it off, which is fine. It'll be a slow process. I got my entire life to finish this damn thing. But anyhow. Right. I got the sliders. Okay, so we got the sliders, and each wall has sliding glass doors, right?
I see, okay.
Now, when you buy sliders, I don't know. I assume that came with screens. It doesn't. So, very good. So, I got to go back to Lowe's and buy the screens separate, apparently. I don't know. Oh. I thought it came with it. Like, why would you want a sliding glass door if you don't have a screen?
Well, yeah. I don't know. True, right.
Anyhow, so I'm talking to the girl and I'm explaining this, and she was so sweet. Shout out to Maya, who works at the Grease Lowe's.
It's not your fault, Maya.
No, she was fantastic. So she talks me through this. Yes, this is how you have to do it. Let's order the right screens. Let's make sure you order it. She prints it out. Okay, make sure this is all right. Swipe your card. As I'm about to swipe my card, like looking in my wallet for my card, mm-hmm. she goes, now, if you sign up for a Lowe's card, you can get $100 off today's
right.
purchase.
Sure.
And I'm humming and hawing, and I'm like, nah.
Why would you jump on that?
I know, but I'm like, do I want? Okay, you want me to be honest with you? Mm-hmm. I'm using my dad's military discount, and I told her it was my husband. So now I don't know if me signing up for this Lowe's card would screw that all up.
Oh,
because I know
see.
My dad has a Lowe's card. This is what's going in my mind. I'm lying, and I don't want to be caught in a lie. And I don't even know if I had to lie about it, but whatever. It is what it is. So I go, it's okay. It's okay. And she's looking at me like, are you stupid?
Mm-hmm.
It's $100. Okay, fine. Yeah. So I swipe my card, mm-hmm. and then I go, you know what? $100? Mm-hmm. Maybe I will. Does it have anything to do with the military discount? She goes, no. It's totally different.
It's separate,
this could be your name on your... I go... Oh, that I should have said yes. She goes, no problem. Let's cancel. Let's refund it. Let's do. And now this is a process.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
So she cancels it, the entire order. So we got to start from scratch, ordering four screens, making sure they're the right side, opening, whateverness. Okay. She prints it out again. And she goes, let's sign you up for this card. Okay. What's your, whatever. All the information, let's go. Hits click. I'm like, great. I just saved $100. Love this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay. And all of a sudden, her voice got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the door and window department, mm-hmm. not customer service. This is in the middle of the store. So people are walking by. Her regulars are saying hi to her. I mean, it's a busy time at Lowe's. And all of a sudden, her voice gets quiet. She goes, it's denied. You've been denied. I go, what? Why?
How do you? She goes, you got denied for a credit card.
Yes.
Your credits suck.
Then she turns the computer. She goes, I don't know. It doesn't tell me why. Don't worry. This happens all the time. She's so sticky sweet. I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean I'm denied? I only have two cards. My red card from Target and my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I denied? And I'm trying to make excuses. I'm like, I pay my bill on time. Why? Oh my God, I don't know what it is. And she's giving me this look like, sweetheart, it's okay.
Yeah,
you got financial troubles. That's fine.
We all got financial troubles. Don't worry about it.
And she was so she's making excuses for me. And I go, okay, I am so sorry. Oh my God, she goes, it's okay. We'll just cancel the order and we'll do it again.
Oh, jeez.
Three times.
Oh,
I spent 40 minutes with her. She goes, I go, oh my God, are you missing a lunch or anything? And she goes, well, I got a lunch in 60 seconds. Like, no, she didn't say 60 seconds. She said a minute.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, we got 60 seconds to get this order done. I won't make any more issues. I felt humiliated. Then as I'm swiping my card, right, because this is the third time ordering, I'm putting it back on my Visa.
Right.
It hit me.
What?
I froze my credit when Jill Schlesinger on the air told us to all freeze our credit a few months ago, if not a year ago.
Self-imposed. Self-inflicted wound.
As I'm swiping my card about to, I go, oh, I froze my credit. And I'm explaining to her, we got CBS News Jill Schlesinger on the air.
Oh, my God. Okay,
and
all right.
And she goes, well, do you want me to cancel this and we start again from scratch? I go, oh, no. We're fine here. So I just missed out on $100 savings, which hurt, physically hurt walking out of that store knowing that I left $100 behind.
I know.
Sick to my stomach. But I was like, oh, my God.
Okay.
It's like the emotions you go through when you like deal with death. It's like that when you get denied with your credit card.
Well,
right?
For some people, when I get denied at Lowe's, which I do, and it's only because my Lowe's, I have the same thing. My Lowe's credit card doesn't like to talk to Lowe's. I don't know what it is. Jill's got one. I've got one. And we both, I don't know. And so that always borks on me. So I end up having to pay with something else. So, I mean, I've just stopped using it. I'm like, I'm not going to use it anymore. I'm just going to
wait, so what do you say when they're like, and it's so
I make no excuses. I'm like, oh, okay, let me try this one. I'm like.
You do?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, I felt like I had to make an excuse.
No.
I don't want her to judge me.
Ah. In the past, I've been like, oh, I thought I put money in. I just got paid. I used to do that, but that I don't even do it anymore. I just pull out another one and jam it in and see what happens.
You don't make a joke or anything.
No, it's credit card roulette. I want to get out of there.
Oh, I feel like most people you have to say something. It's awkward. It's the most awkward, uncomfortable moment.
But
it's worse than a first date.
You make it more awkward when you make a big deal about it. So you just go, then you go, let's try this one. Bam. And it's done.
Okay. Well, okay. I think we've all been there. I don't know. Shout out again to Maya. You are very sweet. Fourth time's a charm.
Sorry you missed lunch.
I know. oh, God. Okay. So, coming up on the show, Robert De Niro pretty much just needs to stop talking. Because
he's a hot mess, hot take.
It is getting him into trouble. We'll talk about what he just said. And if you're a woman, you'll probably hate him now.
Aww.
And a Jerker Justified coming up.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yay, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters. Hello, happy weekend.
It's the end of the year vibes for you teachers, students, bus drivers. It's a different feeling going to school, isn't it? The next few weeks.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
All right, so here's the question. Now, if you had the choice, a spouse with all the money in the world where you would not have to work, but you would have to do all the heavy lifting when it comes to the kids. Would you say yes to that relationship?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay, let's judge.
If we're married and you got a few money, then it's fine. I'll.
You got to do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do everything around here. I do everything around here.
After my ribs heal.
Okay. Let's judge Robert De Niro for a second because this could be your future spouse, Scott.
What did he do?
Robert De Niro, I feel like, needs to stop talking because every time he opens his mouth, and he seems a little tired and arrogant in all the interviews that I've seen. What's his new movie coming out?
I don't know.
He's got something because he's doing the interview circuit. I love Robert De Niro. One of my favorite movies is Meet the Parents, but he needs to stop talking because the older he gets, the more grouchy he is. Here's his quote, Scotty.
All right. Now,
this would tick you off, actually.
You have to set it up, though, right? He's like 900 years old, and he's got a girlfriend or wife?
Yes, a girlfriend.
With?
A baby.
Okay.
I spend my mornings watching Miss Rachel with her. He's referring to his kid. So he watches Miss Rachel with his daughter. I give her her bottle. I used to change nappies, but now, no. Having children doesn't get easier. It is what it is. It's okay. I mean, I don't do the heavy lifting. I'm there. I support my girlfriend, but she does the work. And we have help, which is important. He doesn't change diapers. She does all the work, and he is fine with that.
And they got a nanny?
Well, and they got help. Yeah, I know.
Fine.
Take that. Yeah,
that's fine. Right. He doesn't have to.
I don't want the nanny changing my baby's diapers. That bothers me. I'll do it. I'm the mom.
What's a nanny for?
I would, if I had enough money to have a nanny, I would just say, just keep the house clean and straightened up. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my,
I'll take
care of my kid.
That's a maid.
Okay. Then I want a new maid. I don't want anyone raising my kid. I want to raise my kid. I don't want work to get so much in the way where I can't even raise my own kid.
he's at an age where he doesn't have to.
Well, that's why I'll stay broke. But listen, I don't know if I could be with somebody. And I know so many women right now because there is a certain generation where that was just common.
That was like no big deal. Right.
Talk to your grandparents, talk to your parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, dad probably changed rarely any nappies, as Robert De Niro calls it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know if we're there anymore. We're not there anymore.
But
we're not in that place.
He's still there. And he's that old school guy. He probably was raised like that, too.
Could you be with somebody who is, I mean, he's probably the last of his generation of that mindset, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like when he and his people in his age group,
yeah.
When his graduating class dies off, that's it. We're not thinking like that anymore, right?
No, it's becoming rare, of course. I mean, you don't find a 25-year-old married couple where dude's like, I'm not changing that thing.
Or, I don't know, are there?
Nah.
Anyone married with someone where your spouse refuses or minimal effort?
How about if you don't let them? No, Sean, you may not change the baby. This is my job. You screw it up every time. We get leaks. Now I got to call a carpet cleaner. I kind of like how guys screw up laundry on purpose.
I was just going to say, does anyone really screw it up intentionally? Because that's a risky move.
Honey, I can't get this. I just can't get this. Here, let me take care of it for you.
I don't know. You want to be raged?
You want to be raged about this?
He gets a pass because
he's 90.
I don't think anyone should get a pass. That is heartbreaking. But I just think of it like his girlfriend must she puts up with everything. She does it all. Is the money enough for her to be like, okay,
obviously.
Or does she have those venting moments?
No, obviously.
I don't even know if the money could mask that. That will wear on you.
The nanny factor also takes a little, you know, takes the sharpness of it off too.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny, and when I was reading this story, not that you're Robert De Niro's age group at all. You are not. You're a spring chicken compared to Robert De Niro. But it is funny to watch you, because I've watched you with all your kids pretty much.
Yeah.
And when your boys were little, you were working so much. And at that time, you were doing club nights every night. Like, you were hustling.
Yeah.
Because you were the breadwinner. You probably changed, not that you didn't want to change nappies.
No, I was
always
good with
it. But now it's like, role reversal.
Totally 180. Total 180. I'm the guy. I'm the house husband. I got this going. My hours command. Her hours don't command. So, you know, I'm fixing dinner. I'm, you know, doing the laundry. I've got, you know, bedtime, bath time kind of stuff.
Do you think this is karma coming back to teach you?
No, I think it's actually the best experience of my life. I love this. I kind of missed doing that all with the boys as much as I was able to. I want to make it into a thing, but it really is. I tell people, it's like, this is like the best thing that ever happened to me. Like, I was really scared to have a daughter. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't do this. And it's the best. I just can't say, I can't tell you enough. Every day I look forward to the bus pulling up at 217 and her just, Daddy! I'm like, I made my day. It doesn't matter how bad it is. And then she runs into my arms, and then I go, ow!
Yeah, because you got two fractured ribs.
Yeah. Well,
you
Robert
are
De Niro.
Able. Yeah, probably you are able to soak it in more.
Yeah, this is it. Like, every second, this is it. Because, you know, seize the day at my age.
That's so cool. See, Robert De Niro should get advice from you.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah. Anyhow. He's too old school.
Way too old school. Like, I look at him differently now. Look at him totally different.
Oh, I don't.
You don't?
No, I separate. I can't separate the crazy Tom Cruise thing, but I can separate the De Niro from the character.
Yeah, I can't. I can't now.
Jerk or justified.
Yeah. Voice message on their Odyssey app from BuzzFam. Matt, not Mark. Take a listen.
Susano and Sandy, my two favorite people to listen to in Rochester. This is Matt, not Mark, and I think I have a jerk or justified. I was just wondering if any other people that work in any industry nowadays have an issue with employees having on their headphones, their ear pods, and when you go to ask them a question, they throw their finger in the air and tell you to wait a minute because they're on the phone. It reminds me of waiting tables when I was in college, where you go to take somebody's order and they give you that same finger because you're waiting on them, but now you have to wait even longer. I don't know if this is a new thing. Don't get me wrong. I wear a single ear pod at work because music fuels human thought. That's why I listen to it. But I can still be in direct contact and be cognizant with my employees. And this employee was extremely rude to me because I asked them to get off their phone. Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. But if you could message me back tomorrow, even if I missed the broadcast, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it is jerk or justified to give somebody the just a minute finger.
Yeah.
Whether you're on your earbuds or not.
There needs to be, I wish we could get a hold of them. If you're listening right now, call us 818-2899 because I have so many questions here. There's scenarios where it's okay, but then there's scenarios where it's not. So what are you listening to? If you're on the phone, you have to give the the one finger.
The just a finger, just a minute finger.
Yeah, because hang on, I'm going to finish up this call. You can't just all of a sudden just ignore what
you can't
you're
be
saying
like,
on the phone.
Hold on just a second, my boss is here.
And if it's a boss, oh, no, I still think with the boss, I think they're still an equal as far as the one finger hold. But so I say if you're on a call, absolutely. Now, if you're
absolutely
at a restaurant.
Justified?
Yeah, okay. But if you're at a restaurant like you referred to, you can't be doing that. You have to give the server your attention because they're trying to do their job. Whatever you're doing on the phone is just extra, right?
Yes.
So how are we going to clean this up? Because there's a lot going on here.
Well, you complicated it.
Well, no, there's a lot going on here. Why was it so easy for you?
Yeah, listen.
What were you going to say?
People in person are more important than people on the phone. Or if you're listening to a song, stop what you're doing and give your attention to the person that needs your attention.
Okay.
It's a jerk move to put a finger up and say, just a minute.
818-2899. And we have the first call through. If you're on the jury, you can win tickets to Del Lago, the show that they have going on there.
Yeah, man.
But I do this all the time with my kids because I am listening to something. Like, yeah, I have the earbuds in. The earbud in because I lost the other one. It's still in the engine of my car somewhere. But anyhow, I have an earbud in so I can kind of hear what's going on. But the kids will just come in the room. They don't realize I have an earbud in and I'm listening to something.
Right.
They will just start with their conversation. And I have to do a one finger hold because I don't want to miss what you're going to say. But you got to give me time to hit pause on my phone.
Okay. Good morning, The Buzz. The just a minute finger is on trial this morning for Jerk or Justified. What do you say?
I think he's a jerk for sticking his finger up, and the guy is justified for being ticked off about it. I don't even care what the scenario is. If you're not on, like, if you're not on break, get off the phone. If your boss is there, it doesn't matter. Like, it's get off the phone.
Get off the
phone. We have it happen at our work all the time.
Really?
Oh, you do?
Bugs you, huh?
Yes.
Does it?
Well, because if you're not on break, you shouldn't be doing that. That's why there's break times, lunch times. If it's an emergency, it's one thing, but it's all the time. It's all day.
Really?
Wait a minute. Hold
on a
second.
That's a scenario for kids.
Yeah.
It just hit me. Scott, where is your tally again?
Jerk.
Yeah, you do this all the time.
What do you mean?
When you're on the phone, when Jill calls you or you're on the phone and it's always something like a fire that you got to put out.
Yes.
Right? Like
yeah,
you got to. Right. And you always give me the finger like, yes. Yeah, hang on. I'm like, we're going on the air in 30 seconds and you'll throw up a finger. You do it all the time.
Well, bad. Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm still saying jerk. And yes, I am an effing hypocrite. Okay. What's your name?
Self-aware one.
Yep, self-aware
awesome.
Hypocrite. Hi, who's this?
Okay. My name is Beth.
Beth, guess what? You're going to the Vine Showroom at Del Lago Resort and Casino next Saturday night for Glitter and Groove, the Finger Lakes' largest silent disco. How about that?
Please give it to the next person. I'm so sorry, but I have to work a long shift that day for a wedding.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry. All right, we love you.
Don't even be. I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you for paying it forward, all right?
You're welcome.
Okay,
thank you.
Love you. Bye. That was nice of her. Hi, The Buzz. Who says?
It's Joe
Build-A-Bear. What's up? How do you call it? You've been gifted, but I'll get you that in a second. What's your tally? Jerk or justified?
It's a jerk move, especially at a restaurant. I mean, anywhere else, like Sandy said, the woman who doesn't decorate behind her tree. She's right about the other stuff. I'm sorry, I had to zing that in.
That's wonderful. I love the zing. So you're talking about the just a minute finger when people are on their earbuds. You say it's jerk move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a little present for you. A Buzz listener, Beth, just passed it forward, paid it forward. You're going to Del Lago Resort and Casino to go see the Finger Lakes' largest silent disco. How's that sound?
Okay, nice. Thank you.
Okay, who knew?
Yay.
Hold the line, man. We'll hook you up, all right? I know, right? Happy Friday. Stand by. I'll be right back. Oh, hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerk or justified to give someone the just a minute finger?
I'm on the fence now.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say jerk because they're coming up to them wanting to interrupt the conversation.
Mm.
But if they're supposed to be working, then it's justified to be mad.
Which would make them a jerk. Yeah. The person that holds the just a minute finger up would be jerk or justified.
They're a jerk.
They're doing.
What's that, Sandy?
They're supposed to be working.
Yeah, that's an important detail to all of this, is what are they doing on the phone? Are they talking to their friend, or are they making a sales call?
What?
Right? Are they listening to just music, or are they listening to something important?
Yeah.
So if you don't know that detail, then what would you say?
I would say it's a jerk.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Close.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Jerk or justified? 98.9 The Buzz.
All right, coming up on the show, when you yell at your kids, uh-huh. It's not out of love, it's out of fear. Win the Day host James Whitaker is coming on the Honesty Box, and uh-huh. We kick off the weekend.
That's right. Keep it there.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Sandy, guess who I got on the phone? I got Kristen Dancing with the Arc last night. Kristen, hi.
How's it going?
Yay. What a night, huh?
What a night. Oh, my gosh. It was magical.
It was last night in Innovative Field. Hundreds of people showed up for Dancing with the Arc, which is our third year that we've done this. And it was just, you know what? Like, everybody was like, my face hurt. It was just smiles all over the place.
Yeah, we're looking for a plastic surgeon to sponsor the event so you could help us with our smile, perma smile afterwards.
It was a combination between tears of happiness and the awe momentum kind of thing. And then the happiness of seeing everybody. Just is amazing.
Scott said it so perfectly as we were walking out together. And this is Dancing with the Arc. It's like pairing up individuals from the Arc of Monroe with local celebrities. Yeah. And then they do a dance competition. But Scott said it so perfectly where he goes, it's the most joyful event.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Our favorite event, I have to say.
I agree. It was just so amazing. You see people crying. You see people laughing. Like you said, people dancing. I think it just brings the whole community together in a much different way. And it's so inclusive, you know, to see people with disabilities out there doing their thing and just having a great time. And I think it just shows the power of the Arc of Monroe and the power that people are just people.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can do anything that they want to put their minds to, and everyone should have the opportunity to do what they want to do in life. And I think it's just a pure, like you said, pure joy.
It was just something else, and I can't describe. I just want to make this so big next year that we have to put them down on the diamond, and then everybody's in the grandstands, you know?
So all of you listeners who showed up, the Buzz fam, we appreciate you, every single one of you, who was there last night. And if you could show up again next year, would be, because we're doing it again next year.
Yes,
we sure are. Yep, I will start planning very soon. But Innovative Field, Dan Mason, the Red Wings, everyone is so lovely to us out there, and just open their doors, and it feels like home now after our third year. And with you two, Scott and Sandy, oh my goodness, you bring the energy and the fun, and it just, the whole night is just magical, and no rain.
Yay. I know. We got to keep that streak going. It didn't rain because Don Elhart was there as one of the judges.
Right, that's why. He has some power.
He does. Yes. He could be like, hey, no rain.
Right. Can we give a plug to the reason why you're doing this? And if you weren't able to attend last night, you can still contribute and donate to the Arc of Monroe, because it's a big mission that you guys are working on.
Yeah. So all the money raised last night at Dancing with the Arc goes to the Arc Foundation of Monroe, mm-hmm. and it is our Aging with Grace, Aging in Place campaign. And what that does is it raises $1 million we're looking to raise mm-hmm. to renovate one of our homes, one of our two-story homes, into a fully accessible one-story home. Oh. It's really important as our population ages at the Arc that they get to have the opportunity to continue living in their homes. We all want that, right? Yeah. We don't want to go to a home, a nursing home. We don't want to have to move because we can't navigate our house anymore.
Right.
So we are working on transforming all of our two stories into one story, fully accessible, smart technology, and making sure that people can stay in their homes and age with grace in their homes. So that's what all your money goes to. And if you didn't go last night, you can still go to our website, arcmonroe.org, and you can donate if that is something that sounds appealing to you and you'd like to donate.
Okay, Sandy could put her little guilt witch spell on anyone who didn't go last night, make up for it, all right? Man, Kristen, thank you to all the Tracys
and you, and
thank you so much. Yes. We love you guys at the
Arc.
Thank
you. We love you both. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
I love this.
From one friend to another, James Whitaker, host of the Win the Day podcast. He is the absolute best. And this is a parenting aha moment that I think we're going to all share together coming up in just a few minutes.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Spazzano and Sandy.
We always look forward to James Whitaker, who's up and ready to go.
James is our friend from L.A. Well, from Australia. Then he went to L.A. And now a little piece of him is in Rochester every week. He's the host of the Win the Day podcast. You interview the most high-level people, athletes.
You get the good stuff.
The most recent interview that you're like, oh, yeah, that was a good one, big aha takeaway for you was what?
It's a very fascinating line of work. I will say that. Anyone who wants to, if you're thinking about going to university but don't want to pay the tuition or you want another way to learn, starting your own podcast is a great way for being able to expand your mind.
Oh, man.
You know, in episode 228, I interviewed a child behavior expert named Brian Post. He's an amazing guy, works a lot with adoption and a whole host of child behavior challenges. Mm-hmm. And he talks about when it comes to parenting, oftentimes we parent based out of fear, based on our own programming, you know, the upbringing that we had, or even fear that we have about what's going to happen to our children. And something that he said during that interview, he said, when it comes to the point of disciplining your child, ask yourself, are you bringing more love into the situation or are you bringing more stress into the situation?
Ooh, good one.
And the moment he said that, like, you could have heard a pin drop in the recording studio when we did that, because it immediately changed the way that I approached parenting. Because if you have those situations where you come home after a difficult day, as all of us do a lot of the time, if you haven't taken the time to think about what is the intent that I want to have with this conversation or in this situation that's calling me to discipline my child, which all we want to do is to help them make better decisions, then you're going to bring more stress into the situation and make things 10 times worse. So really that focus on bringing more love and peace, it's just really transformed the way I think about parenting.
I had a situation yesterday. How do you do it with a five-year-old? I got a hard no yesterday, and I had to explain, and I tried to come from a point of not discipline, but I guess what I was trying to come from is a point of love. Like,
did you get that with age? Because you're an older parent now.
Yes.
Do you see yourself parenting different than when you were a new first-time dad?
It was always reactionary.
Yeah. When it comes to the, you know, I have a six-year-old as well, so we're absolutely in the thick of it. You've got to just give yourself a bit of grace. Like, we're learning as parents just as much as the kids are learning about the world. Mm. But when you have that style, if it really puts up walls and it's very, very combative and you're trying to demonstrate your authority, like, do this because I said so, That's not a good enough reason. Remind them that you're learning, they're learning. Encourage things. This gets a little bit woo-woo. Some people don't like this, but encourage a bit of emotional regulation together. Let's both take a deep breath, and then let's come back here in 20 seconds, and let's have a conversation about what happened. I want to figure out what we can do to help you and help me in the same way.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
the way that I approach this.
It's so funny that you say it that way, because when I first had my daughter, my mother told me, and this is, I think, a lot of us were raised this way, do not apologize to her. Because I'm like, Mom, am I wrong? Am I right? She's driving, you know, whatever the scenario was, the situation was. She goes, well, you can never say I'm sorry.
What?
You can't. Yeah.
That's old school.
It's totally old school, but that's how a lot of us were raised. Do you remember your parents being, okay, let's both take a break. I was wrong.
No.
A lot of us were not raised like that. I think it is craving authority. Like, okay, I am the parent. It is my rules, my house, my rules.
Yeah, what I've realized is that young kids really thrive on boundaries and rules. They just try and test and push those boundaries. And if at the end of the day, it's the perfect storm when you're tired and the kid's tired, it's going to be really, really bad. But if I'm tired and if I lash out, as all of us do, you know, we're all guilty of lashing out at different times after a difficult day.
Right.
I actually think one of the best things that you can do is to say, look, I'm so sorry for doing that. I've had a really big day. I've had my daughter tell me, Daddy, I think you just need to take a deep breath. When you hear that coming out of your kid, it's like you are 100% right. So, in fact, I might get my daughter on here next week because she seems to be the one that's parenting me at the moment.
I love this. You're right.
Also, when it comes to parenting, it's such a marathon, not a sprint. So I just, as long as you can create that emotional safety, help them grow, recognize that you need to grow at the same time, then I think there are so many different ways that you can approach it.
And change the way that we parent. It is changing. It is changing because, you know, our parents gave us a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
And we don't want to pass on that baggage to our kids.
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. And the Win the Day podcast is wherever you want to get your podcasts.
Yeah. And if you ever want to reach out to James, he's so good with answering everybody's messages. James Witt on social media. If you want to come on the air with us one of these weeks, just reach out to me, Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com.
Talk to you next week, buddy.
We love it.
All right.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you. Okay, it's time for the Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy.
This is what we do.
Yep.
Every Friday at this time. Anybody and everybody who walks into the studio has to contribute to the Honesty Box. Otherwise, they're not allowed in the studio. They have to write one thing they love about the show, one thing they hate about the show, and one question that we have to answer with 100% complete honesty.
So there's just honesty everywhere.
Yes, it's all about honesty. Okay, so you do the honors of going first.
All right.
Now, hold on. You still have cracked ribs.
I still have cracked ribs, so I'm going to try to catch you with my right hand. No. This way. Yeah.
This way?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
this ready? Way.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Honestly. I'm going to open this end and dig to the middle. I still think we're going to need a bigger box. First one is, a long one. It says here, the best part of the show.
Yay.
Is it you play all my favorite music? How nice.
Yeah, that is true. I do love it, too. I love the music we play.
I really, really do.
Everything all the time.
Yeah, okay, all right. Your turn.
It didn't say, like, play more Bon Jovi or anything?
No.
Madonna, no Bon Jovi.
There you go. Okay. All right, more honesty box here. Which one are you going to pull? We're going to pull a total of three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This one says?
Question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How are you both able to stand each other after all this time?
Oh.
LOL.
Okay, you want to go first?
We have no choice.
Well, and we can
do
also,
you want to work here?
We also get divorced every day right after the show. So it's like we could just pretend we don't have to see each other again.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes, it does.
And then the next morning we're like, oh my God, I missed you so much. I've known Scotty since I was 19 years old.
And she's almost 50.
19.
Damn, Skip.
That is a true friendship right there. Okay, ready?
Hit me with your best box. Which side did I open last time? I don't remember. Okay.
Final one.
Right in the middle. Here we go. And this is... hate.
Oh, okay. God help me if they write, I hate... the show ending or something like that, like the last few weeks, I'm going to scream.
Yeah. No. Okay. Hate. You ready?
Yeah.
It says hate all the commercials. You know, we got to make a paycheck somehow.
Hey, God, it's commercial free 98.
That's right.
After our show.
Starting at 9 o'clock every single day. And there's a love on here. It's just love you both.
Aww.
Thank you. Okay, Honesty Box next week, same time right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Okay. There comes a time during the week on Friday mornings right around this time where I hope we can portray one of the best feelings of the week, which is kicking off the weekend.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. 99 Abuzz, Pizzano and Sandy.
Who else really needs it? Really needs the weekend.
I need the weekend back even before it happens.
I know. I already can tell it's going to be one of those weekends to fly back. But you know what? Oh, my God. It just hit me.
What?
Hold on a second. I didn't talk enough about this.
Mm.
It's a big weekend in my life.
What is it?
Not to just talk about me. But
no,
it's a big weekend
in
my life.
Wait, what's going on?
So you know how my daughter turned 16?
And it hits, this week, yeah.
Yes. It hits different when it's your last kid. And when your kid has those milestone birthdays, you can't help but get the feels. And it's just weird, right? So for her 16th birthday, I was like, what do you want? Okay, obviously she would love a car. I'm not that kind of parent. We're not getting a car. Very good. Took her permit test, passed it. Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Great. Second thing she wanted, spa the Del Monte appointment.
Come on, really?
Because she's 16, you can go now.
Oh, that's right. She's never been there, and she can't. There's an age. Yeah, there's an age thing.
So
right
now that she's 16, she's able to finally experience the spa.
Wow.
So it's mommy daughter day. And how about I told my husband? I'm like, okay, so I'm going to the spa with Lex on Sunday. We have our appointment. And he gave me this look like, wait a minute.
What about me?
She's my daughter too. And I was like, sorry. Just a mommy daughter day.
Just that, you know, you got to look at the fact that he can now just sit and watch golf in peace.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You know,
right.
I know you would love to experience it too. And you've been asking me for it, but sorry.
You can get her one of these days.
I am so excited.
That's great.
I am so excited.
We'll have fun. I'm going to be sitting at Nazareth on Saturday. Well, I got dress rehearsal today at 4. And Saturday is the dance recital.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yay.
How different our weekends are going to be.
That's why I need my weekend back. And speaking of the weekend, let's do it.
The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Fairport Canal Days. Have fun with that.
Yay.
Guys, yay.
Shout out to all the kids and all the parents at the dance recital with Scotty. Shout out to my friends at the spa at the Del Monte and anybody who wants to do a mother-daughter day. It is amazing.
And shout out to you. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. Do it all again. It's time to kick
off
the weekend. Yay.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.